hearty fraternal greetings and good wishes to all the brothers and the sisters who are gathered here on the most auspicious occasion of the 109th May call as initiated by Master CVV. In the morning during the sessions, there was a brief presentation of the work of the 11 Rudras and the nature of these Rudras, very precisely by our sister Srimati K. Sujata. Srimati Sujata and her group of ladies, they have undertaken a Herculean task of transcribing the talks that I have been giving on Srimad Bhagavata over years. They are very meticulously working with the talks and transcribing them for the benefit of all our groups. Last time when they were here, they presented the first volume, the first canto, or the Prathama Skandha, the talks relating to it. Today they are transcribing the third canto. And for this group life, they have brought with much veneration the second volume which they have transcribed to be held in the library here and to be read by inclined aspirants on the path of truth. This is a very astounding work, as also a work of rare devotion. These talks on Bhagavata are heard not only by the Indians, but are also by the Europeans, the Americans and North Americans and South Americans with keen interest, and it's finding its own expression in different ways. And for the sake of the Telugu-speaking people, this work is being done by Srimati Sujata. I may request her to kindly come over here and hand over this volume to be held in the library, which is over there in the first floor of World Teacher Trust Center, Bengaluru. I request Brother Joshi to come and receive it from her hands. She wanted that I do it on her behalf, but since the work is carried out with much devotion, I would like that she presents it to the center. For the coming Guru Purnima, Guru Pujas in Hyderabad, they have already prepared the third canto or Tritiya Skandha. Like that, there will be four volumes for Tritiya Skandha. It is a very elaborate description, and it's a work by which those who are involved in that work, they are getting a lot of transformation. They are getting magnetized by the energy of Srimad Bhagavata. That's one dimension. Another is in relation to the twin devas, the twin cosmic devas. They are the supra-cosmic twins who are called Nasatya and Dasra, and are also called Mitra and Varuna, and are further called Vasishtha and Agastya. And the hymns relating to them are present in Mahabharata. And our master, Master E.K., he gave a very brief introduction to these hymns by giving the original hymns and also giving the word-by-word translation in Telugu and a little commentary, so that those who are inclined can have an insight into the wisdom as is provided by the great seer Vedavyasa. And these hymns have been commented upon during the last 12 sessions here. As I came here on 19th May, from 20th May till yesterday morning, these hymns have all been discoursed hymn by hymn, giving various details in relation to astrology, etymology, the sound and the color, and the profound wisdom as is present in these hymns. Befitting the occasion, the Brotherhood in Vishakhapatnam, they have also reprinted the Ashwini Devata Stotrams as coming from Master K, which would be made available to persons who are inclined to go through them. And the teachings are all recorded. You can also listen to them by the YouTube. This is already, the first version has come up in 1982. And then we have already 3 to 4 editions. This must be, if I remember well, the 4th edition. But it's not mentioned anywhere here. So these are the books which are also available. Coming back to the Master and his grand work, Master CVV, we have been deliberating from yesterday evening the grand work of the Master, and in that context during the morning in my talk I informed you what is the greatest work that has been brought down to earth by Master CVV, by which he is recognized in the hierarchy of masters as a cosmic master, as a representative of the grand sage Agastya. I told you that I would read out the para as it exists in spiritual astrology, because this spiritual astrology is a direct dictation by Master CVV to Master EK during prayers which Master himself recorded. There are 2 books that Master CVV directly dictated to Master EK. Master CVV is the one who gave presence in the form of a body of resplendent light to Master EK when he was engaged with a contemplation upon the Mother Gayatri. And thereafter he has chosen Master EK as his chosen medium to transmit the energies that he has been transmitting, that he has introduced upon the planet. And during the prayers, Master was receiving copious dictations in prayers. Master EK was receiving copious dictations during prayers, and he was recording them faithfully. After all the dictations are done, when it was looked at, reviewed, it was found to be a grand theme relating to astrology of the new dimension. I told you in the morning that the Master CVV himself has made certain utterances that he has entrusted different functions to the planets. Such statements were considered crazy during those times, but they all are coming true slowly. Some of the statements I mentioned in the morning, like those who do not wish to die may contact number 2 East W Street, Kumbakonam. Like that, he also stated one statement saying that planets are no more working with the old functions. They are all interested with the new functions because they are given that direction by the Master. When we say the Master, we refer to the energy that has descended into Master CVV. The Master CVV himself was referring to that energy as the Master. The very first invocation that we make is towards that Master who descended from the most high circles, which we call the Brahman. The Brahman himself decided to descend and then cause needed transformations on this planet and also on the planet with respect to the planetary life of this planet. He wanted to hasten the evolution. In that context, certain energies were intended to be transmitted to this planet via the cosmic, solar and planetary systems. In fact, this was also envisaged by Madame Blavatsky in 1890s, and she said a new energy would descend in the first decade of the 20th century, which would cause tremendous transformations upon the planet, and that would hasten the evolution of the planet, that it would hasten the evolution of the humans on the planet, that would also cause very significant transformations to mineral, plant and animal kingdom. That's how she has stated. So it was expected that there would be a kind of an avatar that would descend. And in fact, the followers of Madame Blavatsky even went to the extent of preparing a vehicle as pure as possible to enable reception of that energy into that vehicle, so that the work can be further carried out. It was a good intention, but it was not to be. Already the plan had its own methodology of descent. It has chosen a very high advanced initiate from the ashram of Sage Agastya, whose residence is in Nilagiris. And it is he who came and took the body and was awaiting to receive the energy. That's how Master CVV received that energy, and he declared himself as the first medium to that energy. That's why when we say Namaskaram Master, or when we say Master Namaskaram, the reference to the energy is to the energy that has descended from Brahman via the cosmic supra cosmic intelligence, which we call the Ashwins. Among those Ashwins via Varuna, and through the path of Varuni, it reached the solar plane, where it was received by into the Sirius system. And from Sirius system, through the planet Uranus, the energies are further received into our solar system, into the Leo constellation of our solar system. From the Leo constellation in solar system, whose central sun is Regulus, the energy was transmitted to a comet which was moving around in the solar system, which is called Halley Comet. And this Halley Comet, when it was tail is touching this planet on 30th March 1910, around Kumbakonam, the touch has happened. By the time when the energy touched the planet, Master CVV was already ready to receive it in Kumbakonam during the midnight hours, received the energy, which was like receiving a thunderbolt into him. It cannot happen to any human, and the Master himself was very superhuman, since he himself is an advanced initiate from the ashram of the Master. And he quietly conducted this work. And he has done a lot of experiments with this energy for about 60 days, from 31st March to 29th May, and later he decided to distribute this energy all over the planet, sitting at Kumbakonam. During his experimentation with this energy from 31st March to 29th May in 1910, there were frequent visits of grand beings from Himalayas, which were witnessed by Madam Venkamma. She also witnessed that there was a mysterious child born to both of them, who was also participating in the experiments that Master CVV was conducting in relation to various dimensions of this planet and also the other planets. As a consequence, there is different functions are entrusted to different planets in this solar system, which he himself pronounced when he said that now the planets do not function as before, they are entrusted with different functions. This is what he informed the medium Pothuraj Narasimhan Garu when there was a correspondence between them, which I explained to you in the morning. And as a consequence, the Master himself dictated the new dimension of astrology to Master AK, which came out as spiritual astrology. This entire dictation has happened to the Master during his prayers, అండ్ ఇట్ వాజ్ ప్రింటెడ్ ఫర్ ది ఫస్ట్ టైం ఇన్ ది బ్లూ మౌంటైన్ ప్రెస్ ఇన్ కోటగిరి, నాట్ బై యాక్సిడెంట్ బట్ బై న్యాచురల్ కోయిన్సిడెన్స్ దట్ వుడ్ హ్యాపన్ ఇన్ రిలేషన్ టు దిస్ ఎనర్జీ. అండ్ ఇన్ దట్ బుక్ ఐ థాట్ ఐ వుడ్ ఇన్ఫార్మ్ యూ టుడే దట్ పేర్ ఆఫ్ వేర్ ది వర్క్ ఆఫ్ మాస్టర్ సివివి ఈజ్ వెరీ వెల్ మెన్షన్డ్. దట్స్ ది రీజన్ వై ఐ ఆస్క్ జోషి టు బ్రింగ్ ది బుక్ ఓవర్ హియర్ టు షో హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ విత్ ది మాస్టర్. మాస్టర్ సివివి, హూజ్ మిషన్ ఈజ్ లొకేటెడ్ ఇన్ ది సైన్ ఎక్వేరియస్, హ్యాడ్ ఎ స్పార్క్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మెటల్ ఎమినేటింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ హార్ట్ లోటస్. ది మెటల్ ఈజ్ యురేనమ్. దెర్ ఈస్ ప్రిసీడింగ్ పేర్ ఆల్సో మెటల్ ఈజ్ యురేనమ్. హ్యాడ్ ఎ స్పార్క్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మెటల్ ఎమినేటింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ హార్ట్ లోటస్, హీ కాస్డ్ ది లిబరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది యాక్టివిటీ ప్రొడ్యూస్డ్ బై ఇట్ ఇన్ టు ది కాస్మిక్ ప్లేన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఎర్త్. Thereby, he gave a stimulation to the planetary principles of his disciples. He linked up the activity of cosmic kundalini with that of his followers. He achieved two purposes by doing this. He created a possibility of hastening the spiritual evolution of man without any disturbance to the existing laws of nature. Next, he established a spiritual channel to invoke the cosmic prana principle to aid the workings of its vehicles. Two purposes. That's why he said one mantra that Master CBB gave is prana treat, yoga teach. Treat the prana, make all possible adjustments, ensure that the instrument is fit to stand the processes of yoga, gain the necessary dimensions in relation to yoga, namely pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, samadhi, sthitis. So this is what he has achieved. He has hastened. He linked up the activity of the cosmic kundalini, and by this he achieved two purposes by doing this. He created a possibility of hastening the spiritual evolution of man without any disturbance to the existing laws of nature. How did he hasten the process, and what happened when this energy has been transmitted? That detail I gave in the book Aquarian Master. In the book Aquarian Master, you can find great detail about the descent of energy, how dexterously Master received it, assimilated it, and handled it for the benefit of the whole planet and the humanity of this planet. So this is the major work coming through Master CBV. And as he received this energy, he made many experiments with it. It is in that context he is very well connected with the masters of the Himalayan range, whom we call the hierarchy, Lord Maitreya and his and Master Maurya, Master Devapi. These are the masters who are already mentioned in scriptures like Bhagavata, Kalki Purana, Bhavishyat Purana and other Puranas which I have mentioned in the book column. That mention is there of these great beings who have been guiding the beings during the entire Kali Yuga. Master had connection to them, and he was also a member of Theosophical Society. He was very well connected in the subtle dimension of the whole work. And when the energy visited him, the masters from the Himalayan range were also interested to link up to him, take this energy and work with them for almost 3x7 cycles of years, 21 years, the work was done. And then as a consequence, in 1919 itself, Master Jwalkul has written all that I am speaking to you now about the descent of energy and how it all got transmitted, whatever he said in Aquarian Master. It is spread over the 24 books that Master Jwalkul dictated to Madam Alice Bailey. And then that's how the work has got initiated, and it happened while in the Theosophical circles they were a bit disillusioned, because the way they planned to receive that energy did not come through. It came by itself. That's where the descent of this energy is similar to the descent of Lord Krishna, whose descent was not known to many seers. the descent of Lord was not known to many seers. It looks, if you look to the 10th chapter of Bhagavatam, even the Creator himself was surprised to know that there is that most high energy functioning on the planet, which comes out as an episode where the Creator hides the cows and the calves for 1 year in a cave to see who this boy is and what he does. Manchimpam Paniledu Brahmakun, like that there is a huge episode mentioned for about 100 stanzas or padyas in Bhagavata. So the descent, when it happens, it doesn't require any permission. When the Most High wanted to descend, it has found its own way of descent. It has found Sirius as a means. It has found the Ashwin Varuna as the means. It has found Uranus, the planet which is now ruling. The whole activity, all that we call Aquarian activity, is nothing but the work of the planetary principle Uranus. In fact, in this book, there is the mention about how Uranus is transforming and will continue to transform in 432 years and change the whole thing to lift up this humanity into etheric plane. Already we are witnessing the etheric plane activity through all this computer system that we have etiquette and we don't see it, but we have it. Etiquette is there and it is also not there. An etiquette, an email, an e-communication, it's all, it has tended everything to be faster, and the changes are happening so very rapidly in every field of activity. So this is how in this book it is mentioned. And in the very beginning of this book, Master E.K. very clearly mentions one of the occult meditations that Master C.V.V. himself has given, saying that these are from those whom I follow to those who follow me. These are from the higher circles. This is how, in the very beginning of the book, you find this. This book is now in almost all languages of the globe and is doing wonders all over the planet. Because even the best of astrologers, they were amazed to know these dimensions as are given in this book in relation to the planets and the sun signs. So also Master Jwalpur himself has written a separate treatise on astrology called Esoteric Astrology. When you have an understanding of this Esoteric Astrology, as also the Spiritual Astrology, you will have a grand vision of the plan as it is moving the humanity in these times and for the times to come, until a cycle of 432 years, which has commenced in 1875, or to be more precise, in 1830. That's the beginning of the Aquarian Age. So that's how the whole work is happening. And in relation to this work, as far as we are relating to it, the transformations in us happen faster. It is called New Yoga. The new dimension is quickening the processes of yoga. Quickening the process of yoga. The processes of yoga of asana, pranayama, pratyahara, meaning to be absorbed within, and then to hold dharana at the brow center, thereafter contemplate dhyana, and then have the touch of samadhi. These things happen faster because the master works with our form incessantly. He works with our form during prayer hours. He works with our form during our sleep hours. Please make note of it. The prayer that you do in the morning works till in the workings continue to be there till the evening. The prayer you do in the evening, its workings would continue throughout the night. Therefore, regular working with the prayer would enable the transformations happen. And the transformations, as they happen, the prayers tend to be profound. And the work that you have to handle in the objective life is also handled with much ease, and it is handled with greater speed. Things are completed with greater speed. థింగ్స్ హ్యాపెన్ ఫాస్టర్. ఇన్ విచ్ ఎవర్ ఒకేషన్ యు ఆర్, యూ షైన్ అవుట్ ఇన్ దట్ ఒకేషన్ బికాస్ ది మాస్టర్ యాడ్స్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ వాల్యూ టు యువర్ వర్క్ అండ్ ఇట్ టేక్స్ టు ఎ డిఫరెంట్ డైమెన్షన్. బీ ఇట్ ఎ ప్రొఫెషన్, బీ ఇట్ ఎ బిజినెస్, బీ ఇట్ ఎన్ ఎంప్లాయ్మెంట్. ఇఫ్ యూఆర్ ఎ బ్యాంకర్ యూ స్టాండ్ అవుట్ యాజ్ ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ టు మెనీ కొలీగ్స్. ఇఫ్ యూఆర్ ఎన్ అకౌంటెంట్ యూ స్టాండ్ అవుట్ యాజ్ ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫర్ హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ అకౌంటెంట్స్. ఇఫ్ యూఆర్ ఎ లాయర్ యూ స్టాండ్ అవుట్ యాజ్ ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ గివింగ్ ఎ న్యూ డైమెన్షన్ టు ది ప్రొఫెషన్. ఇఫ్ యూఆర్ ఎ పోయట్ యువర్ డైమెన్షన్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో ఎన్లార్జ్డ్. ఇఫ్ యూఆర్ ఎ రైటర్ ది రైటింగ్ హ్యాపెన్స్ ఇన్ ఎ మచ్ బెటర్ మేనర్, వెల్లింగ్ అవుట్ ది హిడెన్ సీక్రెట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్. దట్స్ హౌ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది బుక్స్ దట్ కేమ్ త్రూ. ఇమాజిన్ ఎన్ అకౌంటెంట్ లైక్ మీ, త్రూ మీ మోర్ దాన్ 160 బుక్స్ హ్యావ్ కమ్ అవుట్ అండ్ దీస్ బుక్స్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్, ఇన్ తెలుగు, ఇన్ జర్మనీ అండ్ స్పానిష్. కెన్ వి ఇమాజిన్ దట్? కెన్ వి ఇమాజిన్ ఆల్ దిస్ హ్యాపనింగ్ ఇన్ ఎ పీరియడ్ ఆఫ్ 25 years అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ బుక్స్ గోయింగ్ ఆల్ అరౌండ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ బాసరికేస్ బుక్స్ అండ్ దెన్ గివింగ్ విస్టాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ రిలేటింగ్ టు వేరియస్ డైమెన్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ విజ్డమ్. వేర్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ దిస్ కమ్స్? ఇట్ ఆల్ కమ్స్ త్రూ ప్రేయర్. మై ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఈజ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ కమ్స్ త్రూ ప్రేయర్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ కమ్స్ త్రూ ప్రేయర్. ది మాస్టర్ హెల్ప్స్ యూ ఫ్రమ్ విదిన్. హీ అసిస్ట్ యూ విత్ దిస్ ఎనర్జీ అండ్ దిస్ ఎనర్జీ గివ్స్ యూ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎలక్ట్రిక్ హింట్. యు నో ది ఎలక్ట్రిక్ హింట్ ఇన్ ది మార్నింగ్ మా సిస్టర్ సుజాత వాజ్ స్పీకింగ్ అబౌట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎ రుద్ర. ది ఎలక్ట్రిక్ హింట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ యూ గెయిన్ అన్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ బై విచ్ యూ మూవ్ ఫార్వర్డ్ ఫాస్టర్ దాన్ ది అదర్స్. యువర్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఈజ్ క్వికర్. ది యురేనస్ వుడ్ బి అట్ వర్క్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఇంపెర్మియేటింగ్ ఎనర్జీ. ఇట్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో ఏరియాస్ ఇన్ టు విచ్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ పెర్మియేట్. So this kind of energy is introduced and he said all is possible with this, with the help of this energy for very quick evolution, for very quick comprehension, and therefore do not mix it with other practices that you do. Do it as such. By your tradition, by your family tradition or local tradition, if you have any other habits, you may or you may not do it. But doing this has to be by itself. Don't mix up. Master was very clear about it. He has declared that English would be the global language and hence all knowledge shall have to be in English. As in sitting in Kumbakonam, he was mostly speaking in English for the May call and for the December call. That is the reason why for May call and December call, I speak always to all our members in English. And one day you all have to get familiarized with that language because the masters of wisdom have decided in the 19th century itself to spiritualize the English language and then introduce all the eternal wisdom as it exists in Vedas, in Puranas and in our Shastras into English. So this work was initiated by the masters of wisdom and therefore he even gave mantras also in English. A mantra in English in Kumbakonam was seen to be nothing but a mad activity, isn't it? But it is so because mantra has its potency in its sound vibration, but not a mantra has no Sanskritic meaning. If you say claim, what is the Sanskrit? You may interpret yam, hum, sam, kam, ram, lam, vam, dham, like that there are seed sounds. There are 35 basic seed sounds around which a formula is arranged to make a mantra. So mantra by itself is it's an expression of a seed sound by which the related light manifests. So mantras need not necessarily be in Sanskrit as we all regularly understand, traditionally understand. Because the mantra is beyond language. And he even conceived mantras beyond language and introduced them. All those new pituitary regulations, they are all mantras. They were. And he has, likewise, he revolutionized the whole work and said this is the new way of reaching the beings in a manner by which something is understood and something is not understood. And the mind is always engaged in that which is not understood and gets hooked to it. Consequently, it starts working in them and then they get transformed. That's how the master, he gave a new dimension through this yoga where the work happens, the processes happen in tune with yoga only. There's no other way. But they are faster. They are faster. Your heart pulsation, you very easily perceive, which is an aspect to a yoga student in the fourth step of yoga, pulsation, to gain the touch of the resonance of pulsation. It's possible with yama, niyama, asana, later pranayama, done for long years, you may pitch upon the spandana. And then later you get into sushma spandana. But the master, as you invoke the mantra, he draws you from within. He descends into you, he presides in the cave of your heart, and he draws you in if you make an intentful invocation of the master. When you make an intentful invocation of the master, naturally your two hands come together. See, when you see any elderly person, according to our tradition, our two hands come together out of veneration. It's not a huge thing. And when you think of the master and imagine his frame and imagine that he is looking at you, don't your two hands come together? So naturally when you say Master Namaskaram or Namaskaram Master, in whichever way the hands are, they come together. That the hands came together is only symbolic of your intentful invocation. Let not the invocation be casual. It should never be casual. It has to be intentful. When you are receiving a very important person into your daily life, how attentive you have to be. If someone is said to be coming, we wait, we await. As he comes, we show all veneration, bring him in and ensure that he is seated well, offer him water, and later if possible offer him some little food. This is what we do. So receive as you receive your master, as you invoke the master who is permeating the whole ambience. Please note that a master of wisdom permeates the whole ambience. The moment you invoke, depending upon the intensity of your invocation, sincerity of your invocation, regularity of your invocation, consistency of your invocation, and then the depth of veneration that you show, he would immediately come and take seat in the heart. Take seat. Sit at his feet. And then he will conduct for us. He said, I will conduct all processes. You just be seeing what is happening within. You keep observing what is happening within. All that you observe, slowly it will lead you to observation of the subtle principle of pulsation functioning in it, to start with. Later there would be whirlpools of lights that keep emerging from within you and you keep observing. And later you keep listening to some invisible voice from within. When you start listening to invisible voice from within, you get your direction of your life from within. And then slowly as you follow the directions as are given and follow them up in your daily life, slowly the master starts teaching the wisdom which is necessary for you, the wisdom which is necessary for those to whom you relate to, depending upon the need that arises as you relate to people around, all that is needed would be informed to you from within. That's how the knowledge is a fresh start. As I always say, the knowledge you gain from books would be confusing because you gain it from a different state of mind, while the knowledge that wells out from within is a knowledge coming from the subjective side of the being via buddhic plane and subjective mind into the objective. It's like a flower or a fruit emerging from the tree, which is very natural. Then you are trying to fix up a flower or a fruit to a tree. It doesn't stick in. Does it stick in? If you bring, there are so many flowers with which we decorate those whom we venerate. But then if the flowers have so many, each flower has a different number of petals and a different color, and then a different pattern of formation. It has a pattern of formation. It has its number of petals, it has its colors, and they are all constant with respect to that flower any number of times as it is given birth to. This is all the number consciousness, which we call Kapila, and shape consciousness, which we call Vishwakarma. So these intelligences, they keep functioning, and as a consequence, a plant or a tree gives out a flower or a fruit, and it is so very beautiful to see the unfoldment of the flower or the fruit from the tree. But if you gather these petals and then tie them together, it won't be as beautiful as that. You see a mandara flower, you gather 5 petals and set them together, it won't be as beautiful as the mandara as it has unfolded from within the mandara plant. Likewise, the knowledge that you gain from within is much more than the knowledge that you gather with your mind from the books which exist in the objective world. That's why in all our ancient schools of Guru Shishya Sampradaya, no teacher ever recommended reading books. What books did Ramakrishna Paramahamsa study? What did he study? Everything unfolded from it. What books did Ramana Maharshi study? It all unfolded from within. Likewise, the true way of gaining knowledge is unfolding from within by relating to that which is within you. And the master, as we experience, is an adept in informing you of vistas of wisdom. He can inform any dimension of wisdom, not only relating to our system in the Vedic system, but also from the Judaic system or Greek system or Egyptian system or Mayan system. Wherever you go and you go around and you see the symbols, you are given the knowledge from within. You speak to the locals in their own language with respect to their own theology, and show out what is that the deep understanding of the theologies that prevailed over there in different times. That is possible only when there is an inner connection gained within your own being, whom you call either the master in you, whom you call Ishvara, or the master who guides you, until you find your association with the Ishvara in you. Each one of us is threefold. There is the Ishvara in us, and we are there as Akshara Purushas, and we have our Swabhava with which we work out as Akshara Purushas. We mostly live as Akshara Purushas. We do not tend to be Akshara Purushas. Turning within, the Master slowly makes you realize how eternal you are and how much has happened already with you. And what more is to be happened? How are you to get fulfilled? And what work makes you fulfilled? What work fulfills you? The purpose of life is, when you follow the purpose of life, you are in the true journey in relation to that incarnation. Otherwise, you keep on groping in darkness with your own swabhava. As time comes by, you collapse and again you come back. And again you do not find the way. That's what I also said in the morning. Kasyatvamba kuta ayataha tatvam chintaya varam var. Where from have you come? Where are you to go? వాట్ ఆర్ యూ డూయింగ్ నౌ? ఇజంట్ దీస్ క్వశ్చన్స్ హ్యావ్ టు బి ఫండమెంటల్ టు ఎవ్రీ థింకింగ్ ఎంటిటీ. యూ కెనాట్ బి డూయింగ్ జస్ట్ సమ్ రొటీన్ థింగ్స్ అండ్ గెట్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్. ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ హ్యావ్ యూ కమ్ హియర్? వై ఆర్ యూ హియర్ ఇన్ కన్నడ? వాట్ మేడ్ యూ లివ్ ఇన్ బెంగళూర్? వై ఆర్ యూ బార్న్ ఇన్ ఏ పర్టికులర్ ఫ్యామిలీ? అండ్ వై ఆర్ యూ బార్న్ యాజ్ మేల్ ఆర్ వై ఆర్ యూ బార్న్ యాజ్ ఫీమేల్? దర్ ఇస్ ఎ పర్పస్. వెన్ అన్ యాక్టర్ టేక్స్ టు ఏ రోల్, హీ నోస్ హిజ్ రోల్ అండ్ హీ ప్లేస్ హిజ్ రోల్ ఆన్ ది స్టేజ్. సో ఆల్సో ది ఎటర్నల్ బీయింగ్ దట్ వీఆర్ ది అక్షర పురుషాస్, వీ షల్ హ్యావ్ టు నో ది వెరీ పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ అండ్ టేక్ ది కోఆపరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది క్షర పురుషార్ స్వభావ అండ్ దెన్ ఫుల్ఫిల్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. అండ్ దట్ పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ నోన్ వెన్ యు ఆర్ ఇన్ రిలేషన్ టు ఏ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ విజ్డమ్ ఫేస్ టు ఫేస్, ఫేస్ టు ఫేస్, ముఖాముఖి. వెన్ యు ఆర్ ముఖాముఖి విత్ యువర్ టీచర్ దెన్ యూ గెట్ యువర్ పర్పస్. అండ్ దట్ ముఖాముఖి ఈజ్ నాట్ ఇన్ ది ఆబ్జెక్టివిటీ, ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది సబ్జెక్టివ్. శ్రీ వివేకానంద వాజ్ ఏ ప్రామినెంట్ మెంబర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మో సమాజ్, ఇజన్ ఇట్? హీ హ్యాడ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ థియరిటికల్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. హీ కెన్ కోట్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్ అండ్ హీ ఈజ్ అన్ అథారిటీ అండ్ సో మెనీ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్ ఆఫ్ వేదాస్. విత్ ఆల్ దట్ హీ వాజ్ ఎట్ అన్రెస్ట్ అంటిల్ హీ మెట్ రామకృష్ణ, బికాజ్ హీ న్యూ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ త్రూ బుక్స్ ది సమాధి. బట్ దెన్ రామకృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ఏ డైలీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఇజ్ అ బ్రహ్మన్, ఇజ్ అ పరమహంస అండ్ ఈ సో జాయ్ఫుల్ అండ్ ది వే హీ డస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ పజ్లింగ్ టు వివేకానంద, వెరీ పజ్లింగ్. వివేకానంద వాజ్ హ్యాడ్ ఎన్ ఇన్సైట్ టు సీ ఇన్ రామకృష్ణ దట్ దిస్ మ్యాన్ నోస్. He had an insight and he felt this man knows, but he is apparently different. Apparently different. But he knows. So he went on pestering Vivek, Ramakrishna, would you kindly give me that dimension of experience? Ramakrishna ragged him quite a lot. If you see the story in the words of Vivekananda, he ragged him quite a lot. Just like when you join engineering course or MBBS course, till recently there was that kind of ragging. Pleasantly he was ragging. Vivekananda was ragged by Ramakrishna. But then one day when he saw the hunger in Vivekananda, he said, okay, let it be. Please come. He was sitting on a cot. He asked him to sit by his side. And he set his thigh on his leg, on Vivekananda's leg. That's it. That touch has put off Vivekananda into a state of samadhi. See, a magnet, when it touches, an iron piece becomes a magnet, isn't it? You set one iron piece to a magnet, then you set another iron piece to this first iron piece. This iron piece already behaves like a magnet, isn't it? These things, as children, we keep doing it. So being a magnet is more important than to gather knowledge about magnetism, isn't it? Master E.K. very frequently used to say, you may have thoroughly by-hearted the book on magnetism, but you would not become a magnet. Would you? Even if you keep it under your head as your pillow every day, you won't become a magnet. There is a way to be magnetic, there is a way to radiate, by turning within, because when you get it within, you tend to meet your own being who is an eternal traveler. And he is an expression of the eternal one. From Ishvara to Akshara Purusha, Akshara Purusha to Akshara Purusha, this is how the arrangement is in each one of us. That is what is explained by 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Purushottama Prapti Yoga. So the fundamental thing for us to gain the knowledge relating to us, the knowledge relating to our journey, and knowledge relating to the very purpose of this incarnation, the fundamental thing to do is to get inside. There is no other way. Nanyapandha. So therefore, as Ramakrishna set his thigh on his leg. Vivekananda is lost for hours together. Later again, Ramakrishna patted him on his shoulder. He came back to his state of individual consciousness. Then Vivekananda was up. He said, how do I get this? How do you get it? Only by relating to him constantly you will get it. How does the iron piece get magnetized? Only by constant relation with the magnet. So relate to the master twice daily. He said, don't hang on around me. The master said, don't hang around me. Just think of me during the morning, during the evening with full of intent. I enter into you. I conduct for you for 12 hours each time you know. Then again you do it. Then again I continue to work even during the night hours. So you tend to be gradually and feebly, gently, subtly magnetized. So that is what is intended by the work of the master when he said, I will do it for you. You just be. You just be regular with your morning and evening. As long as you do that, he will slowly take you into deeper side of your being. He makes an understanding of the being as you are. He makes you understand the very source of the being that we are, that is as the master. The master, and then his expression has a... See, each one of us is an image of God. That's what every scripture says, Mamevamsho Jivaloke. This is how in 15th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says. And in the Old Testament of Bible, what is it that they say? God made man in his own image and likeness. That image is the inner being that you are, and it has an outer image again. It's a mirror image. From that image, from the original, the first image, from the first image to the second image. That is the reason why when you go to temple, they say get into a Addala Meda, a mirror palace. When you get into Addala Meda, you are multiplied. One has multiplied towards east, towards south, towards north, towards west, towards above, down. Everywhere you are multiplied, but you are one. Then you will understand the very process as to how one has multiplied as many. But we don't get into that understanding. We are just joyful seeing our faces and our forms, whether they are thin, whether they are stout. This is how we get engaged, and then we make some jokes and come out of the mirror hall. That's a different story. But what I wish to say is, there is the original image relating to you, which is an image of God. And that image developed the image that we see now. Each one of us have developed the first image is a spring up from the original. The image that the third image or the second image is a regular, gradual, slow development of that image. Each one of us have built out our own images according to our knowledge. If we are all given masses of stones and are asked to prepare a sculpture out of it, a beautiful form out of it, according to our ability we make the sculpture. Some look very odd, some look do not even look as anything, some will break the stone. Only one or two would be making a beautiful image, isn't it? What is the difference between all these? The degree of difference is the degree of difference in knowledge. Nahijnanena sadrusam pavitram hevit. Isn't it? Knowledge. Without knowledge, nothing can be transferred. So that's why the master supplies tremendous knowledge. He has himself set a board in his house. This is a path of direct knowledge. I allow no emotions. Isn't it? This is a path of direct knowledge. So by knowledge, you gain to know things, and that knowledge is always with you. It cannot be stolen. Those stories we know, that we knowledge that we have cannot be stolen. That which we acquire in terms of articles with the help of knowledge may be stolen, but we have the knowledge again to make them. A potter knows how to make a pot. If one pot is broken, it's no problem to him. He can again make a pot. Isn't it? So knowledge is the basic thing that he యూ ఎన్కౌంటర్ వెన్ యు ఆర్ రెగ్యులర్ విత్ యువర్ ప్రేయర్స్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ డైరెక్ట్ దట్స్ వై హీ సెడ్ ఇట్స్ ఎ పాత్ ఆఫ్ డైరెక్ట్ నాలెడ్జ్ డైరెక్ట్ మీన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ విత్ఇన్ యూ గెట్ ఇట్ అండ్ ది ఔటర్ బుక్స్ కన్ఫర్మ్ యువర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ది బుక్స్ అవుట్ సైడ్ విల్ కన్ఫర్మ్ యువర్ నాలెడ్జ్ వెన్ యువర్ ది అరేంజ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ ఇస్ సచ్ వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎన్ ఇన్నర్ రివలేషన్ ఇన్ ది ఔటర్ యూ ఎన్కౌంటర్ ఎ బుక్ యాజ్ యూ ఓపెన్ ది బుక్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇన్ సైడ్ ఈజ్ రిటర్న్ దేర్ బికాస్ ఎవ్రీ సీయర్ హ్యాజ్ రిటర్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ తపస్ ఎవ్రీ సీయర్ మేడ్ రికార్డింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ అండ్ ది రిలేటెడ్ నాలెడ్జ్ దట్స్ వై దట్ ఈస్ హౌ నాలెడ్జ్ వాజ్ కొరిలేటెడ్ ఎఫర్మ్డ్ అండ్ దెన్ గివెన్ అవుట్ టు ది పబ్లిక్ ఎట్ లార్జ్ సో సచ్ ఎ నాలెడ్జ్ వుడ్ డైరెక్ట్లీ కమ్ టు యూ వెన్ యూ రిలేట్ టు సద్గురు ఎనేబుల్స్ యూ టు లెర్న్ ఫ్రమ్ విత్ ఇన్ ఎనేబుల్స్ యూ టు టీచ్ ఫ్రమ్ విత్ ఇన్ ఎనేబుల్స్ యూ టు హీల్ ఫ్రమ్ విత్ ఇన్ హీలింగ్ ఈజ్ సచ్ ఎ సింపుల్ యాక్ట్ వెన్ ఇన్ రిలేషన్ టు మాస్టర్ సిరీ I have myself witnessed so many episodes of healing, which many of you who know me over years know it. I don't wish to speak of them. The idea is, all is possible because the master is master of all. He says, all round development, art development, ardent development. What a beautiful expression is there. It's not because don't go about the beauty of the English, but get into the import of what is import. He says, from savage to saint, you would transform. From a savage to a saint, you would be transformed with this energy. He never claimed that I am doing it. Because the Master CV himself is very impersonal in his transmitting the energy, and he said, you too learn to be impersonal. Don't personalize anything. Nothing can be personalized because it's all permeating energy. It's an omniscient one. It is an omnipotent one. It has all the three qualities. What we call Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara, it's omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. Such an energy is introduced through a method. Therefore, your relating within is more important than anything else. You get very deeper understanding of scriptures. That's how you see so many commentaries coming upon suktams, giving out etymological keys, giving out astrological keys, giving out time keys. See, people who study Vedangas may not gain this intuition, but when you are with the master energy, intuition starts working, and then the keys of Veda are unfolded to you. If you read the books that came through Master E.K. or through me, you will find a lot of understanding thrown out with the help of astrological keys, with the help of etymological keys, with the help of time keys, with the help of the key of siksha, meaning utterance. All this is, you can't accredit yourself. You tend to be more and more and more impersonal, and you let the energy flow as much as it can into varied dimensions and varied directions. Therefore, since yesterday evening, I am harping upon the importance of your being with the prayer. The importance of being with the prayer. Otherwise, your limitations continue to be with you at all times. The whole work is to transcend from limitation into liberation, isn't it? Dharana Vidya. From limitation to liberation, your awareness shall have to expand, and that expansion is so very gradual that each cycle of time, each year, you are at a different level of understanding and different level of inclusivity, different level of warmth, different level of cooperation. Cooperation is into every direction you go. So the dimensions change in relation to you, and you keep witnessing that also. Don't think you are doing. It's not your doing. వాట్ ఆల్ దట్ యు ఆర్ రిక్వైర్డ్ టు డూ ఈజ్ టు అడాప్ట్ ది రిథమ్ ఆఫ్ టేకింగ్ టు ప్రేయర్ ఇన్ ది మార్నింగ్. దట్స్ ఆల్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అరౌండ్ యూ చేంజెస్. యువర్ ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ లైఫ్ గెట్స్ ఆర్గనైజ్డ్. సో వెల్ ఆర్గనైజ్డ్ ఇట్ నో మోర్ బాదర్స్. నో మోర్ బాదర్స్. నార్మల్లీ పీపుల్ ఆర్ బాదర్డ్ అబౌట్ దర్ ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ లైఫ్ అండ్ దే సే దిస్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఈజ్ దేర్, దట్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఈజ్ దేర్, హౌ కెన్ ఐ డూ ప్రేయర్ వెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్. యాజ్ ఐ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దిస్ లాస్ట్ వీక్ ఇన్ లైఫ్, ఇన్ ది ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ లైఫ్ దేర్ ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ సమ్ ఇష్యూస్, ఆల్వేస్ డిమాండింగ్ అటెన్షన్. ఎస్ యూ కెన్ అటెండ్ టు దెమ్, యూ కెన్ అటెండ్ టు దెమ్ బెటర్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఆర్ విత్ ది ప్రేయర్. యూ ఆర్ మోర్ ఎక్విప్డ్ టు అటెండ్ టు థింగ్స్ బెటర్. యూ ఆర్ మోర్ ఎక్విప్డ్. యూ ఆర్ ఎన్ఫోర్స్డ్ టు అటెండ్ టు ఏ సిచ్యుయేషన్ మచ్ బెటర్ విత్ గ్రేటర్ క్వైటిట్యూడ్. విత్ మచ్ బెటర్ పాయిస్ యూ అటెండ్ టు ఏ సిచ్యుయేషన్. బట్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ అటెండింగ్ టు ది ప్రేయర్, ఇఫ్ యూ స్కిప్ ప్రేయర్ అండ్ అటెండ్ టు ది సిచ్యుయేషన్, యూ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ ఏ కన్ఫ్యూజ్డ్ లాట్. యూ ఫర్దర్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్డ్. యూ ఫర్దర్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్డ్. దట్స్ వై మాస్టర్ ఈకే మెనీ టైమ్స్ యూస్ టు సే డోంట్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్ మీ విత్ యువర్ ఐడియాస్, డోంట్ సజెస్ట్ బెటర్ థింగ్స్ టు ది మాస్టర్. డూ ఫస్ట్ యూ రిలేట్ టు ది మాస్టర్, ది మాస్టర్ వుడ్ గివ్ యూ క్లారిటీ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ ఇన్ కండక్టింగ్ థింగ్స్, ఎబిలిటీ టు కండక్ట్ థింగ్స్. కీప్ కండక్టింగ్ ఇట్ అండ్ బీ క్వైట్. బీ క్వైట్. సో దీస్ డైమెన్షన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ పర్సనల్ లెవెల్ టు ఇంపర్సనల్ లెవెల్ వీ గ్రో. And that is what exactly Patanjali says, as you transform from pranayama to pratyahara. You can look to books. From pranayama to pratyahara, as you take to the next step, you will realize the impersonality of the whole world and your personality claims are all childish. Only a child claims. And more childish you are, more are your claims. More are your claims. A child says, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this. A knower never says, I did it. A knower says, it has happened. It has happened. But the person may say, but you did it. Yes, it has happened through me. I did not. That's how it's also there in Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna says, see inaction in action. And see action in inaction. Karmanya karma pasyeda. Akarmana karma. Like that there is. I'm not so very proficient in byharting the Bhagavad Gita slokas, but the import is known. So therefore, while you are deeper, while you are quieter, when you are poised, when you are stable, many more things happen through you. Many more things happen. Otherwise, your little life itself is a huge thing for you. So you can take examples how an accountant could be a teacher, how could he be a writer, how could be doing so many things in so many places. All this is, can he claim itself to be his own effort and he could do it. It's the impersonality that helps to do thousand things at the same time. Thousand things at the same time. So that's how the master raises you into deeper side of your being and puts you into the first step is to put you into knowledge. Sadhuvanu vadagyundagu. Sadhivina sad asad viveka chaturata galagam. Sadhuvaga valayanu janalaku aryulabdha sadhuvamu tandri. Who is an Arya? A master is an Arya. So be with him, he teaches, you learn, and you know what is your work, what is not your work. Not every good work is your work, you should know that. People are, they run after works which are very attractive to them. But is it your work? You should know what is your work, what is not your work. The life of a master clearly demonstrate he doesn't indulge in things which is his cup of tea. He does not. If you indulge in work which is not yours, it is like a monkey trying to do the carpentry work, which we have learned in our school days. a monkey trying to do the carpenter's work gets stuck within the two logs of wood which are being cut by a saw, isn't it? And the moral is, do not get into others' work. Swadharma, isn't it? Do not get into others' work because it is attractive. What is intended for you, you should know and do it. How do you know that this is intended for me? Get inside. For everything, the instruction is get inside. Satapo tapyata satapas tattva. In Taittiriya Upanishad, he says, every time the son comes and says, Father, I only see matter in this world, nothing else. He says, okay, I agree, but meditate a little more. Then he comes out and he says, no, there is water also. Okay. It's okay, but then you meditate more. As he meditated, he realized that there is fire also. So he went on knowing things until the Brahman by just meditation. But to meditate, your life should permit, isn't it? If it is your priority, take to it. You are meditating not in a manner where you are not disturbing your outer life, isn't it? That's what is written. That your outer life is not disturbed. Bandivani jeevika chadakunda bandi repair chestanaru. So bandi vadante, this is the bandi, the body is the bandi. The body is the bandi and mana owners of this bandi, but we are not really owners, we are trustees to it, but we ignorantly think that we are the owners and we spoiled it. So he is willing to repair it and make sure that your stay in it is comfortable, number one, and give you different bandis from the same bandi. From this vehicle, he can give you better vehicles. He says, Sushmadeham Amaratvam Sadhinchi. Isn't it? జీవులలో గ్రహగతులను చక్కచేసి సూక్ష్మదేహం అమరత్వము సాధించి వాహికలుగ శిష్యులను స్వీకరించి పరమగురువు అవతరించి శ్రీదేవి. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు రీరిజాల్వ్ ఎవ్రీ టైమ్ వెన్ వీ మీట్ ఏదర్ ఫర్ మే కాల్ ఆర్ ఫర్ డిసెంబర్. డోంట్ గెట్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ ది మెయిన్ ప్రిన్సిపల్. If you are on the track, all is seen. If you get away from the track, nothing is seen. Isn't it? So to keep on track, the meditation helps because the prayer helps. The master never said that this is meditation. He said it is a prayer. The prayer is, I am available, please make adjustments, please make rectifications. Master, please rectify and develop our systems. Master's own adjustments. You are seeking transformation and his work is to transform. To transform, to transmute, to transform and cause transcendence. This is how the work is happening with the Master and in his life itself. Master M.N. could take to that dimension. In a matter of few years, Master M.N. could become so fast, such fast transformations happened in him that Master C.V.V. himself said, he is a little master. He is a little master. He said, you can yourself conduct these prayers. You don't have any more to come to Kumbakonam. What a great blessing. And the Master C.V.V. said, if you are really regular for 12 years, you will know the taste of the whole thing and you will never leave it. And very soon the transformations would happen and your ability to know grows in multiple directions. Because knowledge only would help us. Bhakti is the foundation upon which knowledge has to be built. Bhakti gives you the needed veneration, the needed sraddha, the needed orpu. Without bhakti, you don't have the ఫోర్ ఆర్ పేషెన్స్ ఆర్ శ్రద్ధ. శ్రద్ధ అండ్ సబరి, దిస్ ఇస్ హౌ యూ హియర్ టూ వర్డ్స్ అరౌండ్ షిర్డీ సాయిస్ ఆశ్రమ్స్. దట్ శ్రద్ధ కమ్స్, దట్ ఓర్పు కమ్స్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ భక్తి. జ్ఞానా వితౌట్ భక్తి వుడ్ మేక్ యూ హెడ్ స్ట్రాంగ్ అండ్ అరోగెంట్. భక్తి వితౌట్ జ్ఞాన వుడ్ మేక్ యూ ఏ వెరీ సూపర్ స్టిషియస్ స్టూపిడ్ పర్సన్. జస్ట్ భక్తి వుడ్ నాట్ హెల్ప్ యూ బికాజ్ యూ నో నథింగ్. యూ నో నథింగ్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ బీయింగ్ ఇమోషనల్. సో భక్తి అండ్ జ్ఞాన ఆర్ సీన్ యాజ్ ది టూ వింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వన్ బర్డ్ దట్ లిఫ్ట్స్ యూ. ది టూ వింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది బర్డ్ హెల్ప్ యూ టు రైజ్ ఇన్ టు హయ్యర్ స్టేట్స్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్. దట్స్ వేర్ ది రిథమిక్ ఫంక్షనింగ్ ఈజ్ డిమాండెడ్ యాజ్ ఆల్సో నాలెడ్జ్, గెయినింగ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఫ్రమ్ విథిన్. దట్స్ ది బ్యూటీ, దట్స్ ది బ్యూటీ. As you gain knowledge from within, it is first-hand knowledge. It is not borrowed knowledge. You are not repeating that is already repeated by someone else. You are not repeating. You are saying afresh. It is fresh from the pan each time. And when it is fresh, it is very receptive to the listeners. And then they also get into the process. That's how the whole work is happening in so many places all over the world, and there are so many who have gained so many dimensions. When I get the mails, I really feel so humble how the master works. How the master works. What we say in the geometrical progression, the knowledge comes. We have examples even here. People who have got the touch of the master recently, to them whatever they have known earlier, they are known in greater dimensions with much more profundity, and they were themselves surprised how so much is there and how is it that I could only see so little. So that's how the work is, and that is where the importance is. As you get inside, you meet colors, you meet sounds, you meet knowledge, and you reach a state where you do not anymore feel the objectivity. As you are drawn within, that is called pratyahara, the objectivity disappears. It's there. When you come back, it is there. In sleep hours, the objectivity is not there for you. In this prayer also, after a few minutes, the objectivity is no more. You are there with your pulsating principle, and you are surrounded all around by a blue, expansive blue. And only the pulsating aspect of you would be feebly known by you, and you stay in that state, which is so very blissful. So very blissful. And there, sometimes you have different dimensions opened to you. You see things which are not seen earlier. You listen things which were not listened earlier. When you go to a place, you see how the energy system is over there. You will immediately feel when you travel that this is an ashram, that this is a very sacred place. Here there are beings doing penance in an invisible form. Like that you would be shown. Why? Because your equipment is being put to that kind of task. So do not worry so much about your mundane life, which is anyway taken care of. Anyway. Mundaka Upanishad, it speaks of it. Man is trying to put in all his efforts where he need not, and is not putting in effort where he should. Which I see as the body, are you growing the body or body has grown? Have you grown the body or the body has grown? Did you grow the teeth or did they grow by themselves? If you think you are growing the teeth, you are growing the hair on the head, you are growing your body, there is a point beyond which the teeth don't grow. Even if they grow, it doesn't look nice. The body does not grow. The hair does not grow. There is a point thereafter, one after the other, they depart, isn't it? Some teeth will depart, some hair will depart, the body shrinks. It's not your work actually to grow the body or to grow the hair or grow the teeth, etc. Like that, the maintaining this body is can be much more simpler than what we do. We have a saying in Telugu, Naru Pusana Vadu Neeru Poyada. Why such a potakootikai putiti mani saripetti tini nidrapohakandi ani paatu. Tini nenu chersanu. So we are not born to just maintain this body. We maintain this body for some other purpose. Why do you maintain a horse to ride on it? Why do you maintain a car to move around with it and to know many more things in the surroundings which we cannot otherwise do? So utilize the body for the very purpose for which it is born, and it also has the potential to form two more bodies from this body. So that those dimensions are important. That is where the master is very, very relevant. Very, very relevant. So therefore, instead of paying attention to issues which are non-issues and not paying attention to issues which are the issues, is what the human does, is what an average aspirant does. So the master tells, just leave all that to me. Leave me your outer life, I'll organize it. Be with me and gain the inner life. And when you gain the inner life, you function even during the night hours. When you gain the inner life, you will function even during the night hours. That can happen to us. That's where there is a prayer given by the master. Master, please let us receive the influx of thy plenty of prana into our system so that we may resist disease, decay and death, realize the highest truth, the pure love and the bliss of existence, and serve humanity according to thy plan. That last part is important. When you are willing to serve the humanity according to the plan of the masters of wisdom, the masters are willing to work with you during the night hours and even set you into different tasks even during the night hours by drawing out the etheric body from out of your physical body. A master of wisdom can put you to subtle travels. He has demonstrated it. He sent his disciple Sundaram into subtle planes of existence. He has sent his lady Venkama into subtle planes of existence. Isn't it? It's easy for a master of wisdom to dealing the etheric form from the physical form and set you on travel. If there is a purpose, not for you to visit your children in America or visit your friends in Singapore, not for that. We would like only such travels. We don't have noble purposes, isn't it? Or not to go to pilgrimages. He is not interested in your going to pilgrimages. Every master of wisdom or every knower is only interested in one activity, Ijnardham Kuru Karmani, that's it. If you are intending to do something which contributes to the welfare of any beings or group of beings, yes, I am with you. That's the style. Right from Krishna's time, right from the teachings of Narayana to Chaturmukha Brahma. So therefore, when you say, serve humanity according to thy plan, and when that is sincere with you and you are consistent with it, the master can very, just in a, with one thought, he can deal with you and put you. And you would have sometimes some experiences. Don't think you have yourself gone. You have gone with your parent like a kid. He has taken you all around. He brings you back. Later you would be taught how to move out. Tomorrow we will cover some more dimensions relating to this prayer and then continue like this. This is only a reminder, but in a different way it is presented each time. Thank you, one and all. Namaskar.